The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, over the last few days, there really is a fabulous production team here on the PK Show, but I'm afraid to say they've dropped the ball. I wanted to get a top TV critic, and we've ended up with John Fardy talking to us from Dundalk. John, of course, presenter of the legendary programme Screen Time and podcast and all the rest. How are you, John?
As I live and breathe, Ivan Yates. You're looking great, by the way. Have you had work done, no?
That's to come. Now, call the midwife's Christmas special.
Yeah, you see, Christmas specials are kind of dying out with all these cool TV shows we watch on Netflix and things like that. So Call the Midwife is a, you know, an old-fashioned kind of terrestrial BBC show. It's in its sixth season now, so they have a Christmas special on Christmas Day, 7:55 on BBC One. A lot of people love that show. I mean, I've enjoyed it over the years, but people do love it. So
seeing babies come out of the womb, it doesn't do a whole lot for me, but my wife Deirdre loves it. Now, what's this? The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse. Not another animation thing, is it, for kids?
Well, oddly enough, it's about a mole, a fox, a horse and a boy. Yeah, no, it's a very best-selling novel called The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse. And it's an adored book by all accounts. I haven't read it, but it's a short movie. And there's great voices in it. There's Idris Elba, a former guest on Screen Time, Ivan, incidentally. Tom Hollander, our own Gabriel Byrne. And it's on Christmas Eve, 4:55. These tend to be gorgeous productions by the BBC. They do animation very, very well. And it might be a very kind of, I haven't seen it, but a very kind of festive one for the kiddies in your life, you know.
Now, I'm a big fan of Netflix, to tell the truth. What's the new release?
Well, you see, this is the interesting thing. You know, traditionally, places like Netflix went to sleep over Christmas, but because of things like Bridgerton, which I know you were a big fan of, because you like all that hanky-panky stuff.
Well,
and the ripped bodices and things like that. But that went gangbusters, if you'll pardon the unfortunate pun, one Christmas, 2 years ago, I think it was, during lockdown. So the streamers have kind of caught up with this. So on Christmas Day, The Witcher, Blood Origin, which is completely unfestive. It's a prequel story to the Netflix show The Witcher, but people love that, and Netflix will be hoping people will binge this over Christmas.
Now, one regular treat. You know, my sense of humour is coarse, vulgar. They had to teach me in News Talk, Ivan, don't do innuendo, do innuendo. Just tell us about Mrs. Brown's Boys special this year.
Yeah, there's two of them. Now, I'm not one of those people. A lot of TV critics, I know you don't even think I am one, but technically speaking, I am. But a lot of people dismiss this out of hand. And I think you should do that, you know, at your peril, because it's highly popular. Some of it's very funny. And some of it isn't. But that said, I thought last year's was pretty awful. I thought the writing was really shabby. So I'm not terribly optimistic about this. I may be whistling in the wind.
Ah, but you tend to be a bit snobbish about anything. You're this arty type. Like, I like it, of course. It is what it is, and it's, you know what you're going to get. Whereas there are some classics now you have lined. The Greatest Snowman.
Yeah, well, this isn't a classic, because I think you're thinking of The Greatest Showman or something, but this is a pun on it. This is celebrities trying to build the perfect snowman. It was on last year. It's on Stephen's Day. It's actually great fun. And the celebrities this year, I mean, I haven't heard of most. Well, Danny Dyer was on it last year, and he was pretty good. I'm not sure who the ones are on it this
Another
year.
Another Z-lister.
Exactly, you know.
Now, I do like Mary Berry. I do like the Christmas Bake Off. I watch it. It's good. So what can we expect this year?
Yeah, so this is on 8:25. And even though our friend Matt Lucas has quit the Bake Off, he's back for this one. And it's a one-off. And they do these very well. Terry Christensen, you might remember him. Brookside's Claire Sweeney. There's a ballet singer on as well, I think, or a ballet dancer. So, and they'll all do kind of a one-off, and it's an hour long, and it's on Christmas Eve, as I say, 8:25 on Channel 4. People love the Bake Off, myself included. It's great, wholesome TV. And Noel Fielding, I think, is a real star of it. I thought it was very strange when he was going to do that, but he works it very well, and he's fit the show.
Yeah, and you know, the standard is so high, it's like MasterChef. When you actually do it with celebrities, and the whole thing's a disaster, and it's burnt, and, you know, or it's raw, you know, it actually adds a bit of crack to it.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. It's a great TV show. There's no argument from me. Despite my snobbiness, I do like watching celebrities.
So where do you stand on the national question?
Sponges don't rise.
Saturday night, I have to tell you, I made a right few quid on Hamza. Hamza Yassin, all the way to win Strictly Come Dancing. Did you like it this year?
I've only dipped in and out of it occasionally.
Oh, don't tell me it's beneath you, is it?
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely not. But you see, my weeks are full of watching shows on Netflix and Amazon and BBC that I can tell the nation whether they should stream or skip or whatever. You know, that's why News Talk pay me the big bucks. So I tend to get lost in new releases. So I haven't watched very much of Strictly, but I've no problem with it. I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it when I find the time.
My favourite judge is Craig Revel Horwood. Darling, didn't like it. I think he's very funny.
Come here.
He never has a good word to say about anyone.
No, I know. What about you in reality TV? There must have been offers.
Well, I have, Dancing with the Staff. I've, you know, the RT staff. I've been asked to do that. But actually, when I saw Des Cal, I said, "Hey, leave it out, mate." Let's. What's this? Prince Andrew the musical.
Yeah, now this is weird. This is classic Channel 4 mixing things up, and you know, The Crown is on Netflix and going gangbusters for them, but this is something very different. And what I've read about it is it's a musical, and a, you know, if you can say tongue in cheek about someone who's lived a pretty reputable life, it would seem, or not reputable as the case would be, it's about his rise and fall, and the Line of Duty impressionist Kieran Hodgson's is going to star as him, and it's basically charting his life and times, the good and the very bad.
But I understand the fall and fall of Prince Andrew, but setting it to music, what's that about?
Well, it's a very Channel 4 kind of thing to do. I guess they're trying to make some avant-garde satirical point, I would imagine. Now, I haven't seen it, but it looks interesting, but possibly a little off colour, but we will see. It's on Channel 4 on the 29th at 9 p.m.
Now, you have another new season in Netflix, Emily in Paris.
Yeah. That actually launched on the 21st, so that was why I'm confused. What day of the week are we? It's Friday.
Friday.
It launched on
Friday.
Wednesday,
get a grip,
but again,
man. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But it's
we
just
have
the excitement
to
this.
Some sort of standards here. Carry on.
Yeah, I know, it's the excitement to talking to you. It's just, you know, I wasn't sure if this would ever happen again.
Cynicism,
you know?
Doesn't.
it doesn't become me. I think it does. Emily in Paris. So this is not your type of show. People describe this as bubblegum, but it's very entertaining bubblegum, all about this lady living in Paris. People love it. Season 3 has just landed, and it's one of those things Netflix will be hoping people will binge over the festive season. Can I talk to you about a couple of movies, maybe? Would that be okay?
Well,
not to produce the slot, but
oh no, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's just because, you know, what I love about Christmas is people actually find the time to watch movies, and there are some great ones on all the channels. I just want to give a special mention to Christmas Eve, It's a Wonderful Life. I do think it's the greatest Christmas movie ever made. Have you seen it, James Stewart?
Was that made in 1922 or something?
It was 40-something.
Yeah.
It's delightful. It's delightful.
Lord. It's a black and white.
What?
I don't do animation.
Yeah.
I don't do black and white. I mean, for heaven's sake. But like Love Actually is on tonight. Invictus is on tonight. All the good stuff is on.
Love Actually isn't a bad Christmas flick. But listen, Christmas Day, right? Couple of things. Downton Abbey is on, which
my
I think you're a fan of.
Carson.
The movie.
Oh, yeah. I love Downton Abbey. Yeah, I feel right at home in it, you know.
Yeah, it's right up your alley. And a really good action movie, which you might like, Wonder Woman 1984. It was out 2 years ago, and it's a remake of Wonder Woman, but it's set in the 80s, and it's very 80-ish. It's done very well. And When Harry Met Sally, on at midnight on Christmas night going into Stevens' Day. I think the best rom-com ever made, with Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. That age-old question, can men and women ever
okay,
just be
I have some
friends?
Quick fire,
which I know you have views on.
Some quick fire. Can John tell us if there's any great movie on RTÉ Virgin Media this year? There used to be a great movie or two over the festive period, but it's now all streaming stuff. Give me a monosyllabic answer.
Yes, just like I said, Wonder Woman, Downton Abbey, When Harry Met Sally. Loads of them.
Okay, not Christmas raid, but does John know when the new Line of Duty is back? I don't expect you to be up
but
to
I
speed with these things. You know,
no,
you're only screen
I'm
time
talking
presenter.
About movies from the 40s. Yeah.
And then has your guest, is John Fardy, been watching the Channel 4 drama based on Wagatha Christie, Colleen and Rebecca Court case? No, that'd be
no, but it's on my to-do list. It's very good. And come here, can I just mention, right up your alley, Match of the Day is back on Stevens's Day.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't had Premiership in 6 weeks.
On your work report, I'll be putting, could try harder, John Fardy. I wish you a very happy Christmas. Always a pleasure to. And just remind us, when does Screen Time air?
Well, it's on Saturdays at 6, and because it's Christmas Eve, I have a bumper edition this Saturday. Loads of festive movies and music. It's right up your alley, you know.
Cancel everything. Turn off the TV.
Exactly.
All right. Always a pleasure, John. Thank you for joining us, and a happy Christmas to you.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.